Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Hawaii!
Hawaii?
Kanewa hai.
Ain't it great?
Who's unromantic?
Now just a girl.
Brother.
Come on, everybody. Let's go to Hawaii.
Cool.
Way cool.
Volunteered us to go to the Electric Palace just as Rick Rancid was about to start, Lawrence.
Sorry, Jimmy. I didn't know what I was thinking.
I may have to kick you out of the fan club for this.
You'd look pretty silly attending the meetings all by yourself.
That's true.
What was it we're supposed to get here?
Fuses.
Oh, that's right. Your dad was trying to fix something again, wasn't he?
Yeah, the toaster. I told him he shouldn't plug that many tools into one outlet.
Hey, cool. I didn't know the Electric Palace put in automatic doors. Open. Close. Open. Close.
Will you stop fooling around and come on?
I'll get the door for you. After you.
As it should be.
Age before beauty.
Very funny.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You!
What?
Not you. You!
Me?
Right. Do you know what you've done?
Nothing. Honest, Mr. Rathbone. He was playing with the door. I haven't done anything.
Yes, you have. You are the 10,000th customer to enter the Electric Palace, and that makes you our grand prize winner.
What?
That's right. You, Jimmy Barkley, and four guests will fly first class on an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
I see. Well, thank you very much for your help. Oh, we will. Bye.
Well, Dad!
What did they say?
Is it real?
Don't keep us in suspense, George.
Well, they said, oh, look at the time Rick Rancid's on.
Dad!
Okay, it all checks out. The trip is legit.
Oh, yeah!
We're going to Hawaii. Way to go, Jimmy.
Hey, now, let's give credit where credit's due. I'm the one who sent him to the store.
Yeah, but I walked through the door.
Only after I opened it for you.
Oh, this is amazing. I mean, why would Bart Rathbone give away such a valuable prize?
No, Bart isn't. The Banzai Corporation is.
The Banzai Corporation?
Yeah, they're a huge Japanese electronic firm.
Okay, why would the Banzai Corporation let Bart give away such a valuable prize?
It's part of a promotional push. Believe it or not, Bart is one of the biggest Banzai dealers in the area, so they've let him give away the trip.
Who cares why they're doing it? We're going to Hawaii!
Yeah, there's only one problem.
What's that?
What to do with the extra ticket?
What to do with it?
Well, that's right. I mean, there are five tickets and only four of us.
Guys?
Who should we take?
Hello?
It would have to be somebody close to us.
Have I ever told you guys how much you mean to me?
And someone who would appreciate the educational value of the trip.
My next school report is on Hawaii's flora and fauna. If only I had some samples.
Why, who could it be? Who? Who?
Oh, come on, guys.
I know. Lawrence.
Yes.
Can you think of anybody?
What?
We're just kidding, Lawrence.
Of course we're going to take you along.
We are?
Jimmy.
I mean, we are. Sure.
If your mom says it's okay.
She will.
Then it looks like we're off to Hawaii.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boarding for flight 714 to Honolulu will begin momentarily.
Hey, you think we'll see Steve McFerrit while we're there?
Who?
You know, from Hawaii Five Aloha. Book 'em, Drano.
I can't believe you guys are talking about some old TV show when we're about to go to one of the most exciting places in the world.
This from the young lady who plans to do nothing but lie out on the beach all day?
I want to work on my tan.
Well, you'll get no argument here. Lying out on the beach doing nothing sounds like a great vacation to me.
Well, I wouldn't count on doing nothing, honey. The Banzai Corporation has set up a tour guide for us. He probably has lots of activities planned.
Well, I hope he won't be disappointed if I don't do them. I just want to relax on this trip. I'm looking forward to some peace and... Oh, my goodness.
What?
Look.
Hey, everybody. Say gee.
Jeez.
Oh. Oh, what a great shot. Rodney, get one of the kids.
Right, Pop.
Ow. Super. A regular Kodiak moment. How's my little contest winner?
Well, aside from a slight case of fried eyeballs, I'm fine, sir.
But!
Over here, Doris. The wife of mine, she's always about two steps behind everybody.
Oh, there you all are. Hi, hi.
Hi.
Hi,
hi. Hi, Doris. Bart, this is really awfully nice of you, but you didn't all have to come down here just to see us off.
We didn't. I wanted some publicity photos of my contest winners.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. And besides, we're going witches.
What?
Yeah, surprise! The Electric Palace was such an important part of the Banzai promotional push, I was able to piggyback the three of us to your trip.
So we're all going together. Ain't it great?
Yeah, great, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even booked it so we can all sit together.
Really?
Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. This is a pre-boarding call for flight 714 to Honolulu through gate 7A. At this time, we'd like to board all first-class passengers and those passengers with small children or who may require special assistance.
First class? That's us. Come on, everybody. Let's go to Hawaii.
Yes, what's in the Rodney? Yeah!
Come on!
Lawrence?
Hmm?
You okay?
Yeah, why?
Well, I've never seen you this quiet before. I mean, I thought you'd be, driving me crazy. You know, pretending you're the captain of a crippled 747 jetliner that's about to crash land.
Nah, I was just thinking about my dad.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah, he's in the Navy, you know. He's been to Hawaii lots of times. I don't know where he is right now, but I was thinking how great it'd be if he was waiting for me when we got there.
Oh.
Can I get you boys anything?
Yeah. Do you have any pilot's wings?
I sure do. Do you both want a pair?
Absolutely. My co-pilot and I can't land a crippled 747 jetliner without them.
Co-pilot?
Sure. Here, put these on and help me out.
Right. I'll just see to the other passengers. Captain, co-captain.
Thanks, stewardess.
Flight 714, mayday, mayday, we're going down.
Can I get you ladies anything?
Yeah, could I have a blanket and pillow, please?
Well, let me see if I can find them for you.
I just love airline blankets and pillows, don't you, Mary?
I hadn't really thought about it, Doris.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to start collecting souvenirs. I'm going to get as many as I can. How about you?
Oh, well, we're going to be pretty light in the souvenir department, I'm afraid. We're practicing frugality.
Oh, against your religion, huh?
No, what I meant was we're not going to be spending money on things we don't need, like souvenirs.
Oh, well, you don't always need money to collect souvenirs, you know.
Here are your blanket and pillow, ma'am.
Thank you. Mary, could you hand me that little bit?
What can I get you?
An orange juice, please.
Of course. And what about your boyfriend here?
Boyfriend?
Oh, you two aren't together?
We're traveling together, but he's definitely not my boyfriend.
You could say that again.
Oh, my mistake. I only thought...
No, don't even think it.
Well, Hawaii is the land of love, you know.
Not for us, it isn't. Believe me, that won't happen.
You got that right.
I mean, if you only knew this guy, you'd know how completely ridiculous even the idea is.
Okay, she got the picture, Donna. You don't have to go overboard.
I just want to make sure she understands.
I understand. It's impossible for you two to get together. Here's your juice.
Thanks.
Well, I wouldn't say impossible.
Rodney, it's impossible.
Why?
Because you're a rude, obnoxious, unromantic, unappealing bully.
Who's unromantic?
You two obviously want to talk, so I'll just move on.
I could get you to fall for me if I wanted to.
What planet are you living on? There is no way.
Bart. I am, Bart. We're looking forward to just lying on the beach and soaking up the sun.
Can I get you gentlemen anything?
Yeah, diet soda.
And some coffee, please.
Sun? We got sun in Odyssey. This is Hawaii, a place of wonder and adventure.
Well, the Banzai Corporation is sending us a tour guide,
Shmore guide, what's he gonna show us? The same old things everybody else sees. We don't want that.
We don't?
No. We want to get off the beaten path. See the essential Hawaii.
The essential Hawaii?
Yeah, read all about it in this here book. Here.
The essential Hawaii. Yeah, well, that would certainly explain it, all right. Look, Bart, we really
don't. Now, don't you worry about a thing, Barkley. I'll map us out a plan of action. We are gonna have a great time, trust me.
Here's your soda.
Thanks.
And your coffee. Anything else?
Yes, two aspirin, please.
Coming right up.
What's the matter? You got a headache?
Lawrence.
Right behind you, Chief.
Jim, Donna, would you go after Lawrence and Jimmy and make sure they stay out of trouble, please?
Okay, Dad.
Rodney, you go with her.
Right, Pop.
Watch your step. Have fun on the islands. Ma'am?
Yeah?
I'm afraid I'm gonna need the blanket and pillow back now.
Blanket and pillow?
The ones in the bag. They're airline property.
They're not souvenirs?
No, and neither are the silverware, the drinking glass, the food tray, the coffee pot, the flotation device, or the bag, actually.
The bag is airline property?
No, the bag is my property.
Oh, well, why don't you say so? Here you go.
On your desk twice. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Doris, you took a bag?
It was up in the compartment. I didn't know it was hers.
I told you they wouldn't let you keep that stuff.
That's okay. There's plenty of other souvenirs around here.
What in the world's that?
Sounds like Rodney.
Get away.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm protecting Donna's honor.
What?
That guy was making a pass at her.
He was putting a lei around my neck, Rodney. It's a traditional Hawaiian greeting.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
She's right, Rodney. See, they even have one for you.
Not me. I ain't wearing no flower necklace.
I'll take it. In fact, I want all your leis when you're finished with them. I need Christmas presents for Bart's side of the family.
Good thinking, Doris.
But they're flowers. They won't keep until Christmas. They'll be all dried out.
Perfect. They're allergic.
Excuse me. Are you the Broccoli family?
No, but we're the Barkley family.
And we're the Rathbuns. Who are you?
I am from the Bonsai Corporation.
You're our tour guide?
That's right. Don Ioe, guest liaison.
Ooh, I just love Hawaiian names. How do you spell that?
D-O-N?
No, your last name.
I-O-W-A.
Isn't that Iowa?
Well, yes, actually. That's where I'm from originally.
I didn't think there were too many blonde Hawaiians in the world.
The hair usually gives it away.
Yeah.
However, I now make my home on the islands, and I'm here to make sure you have a wonderful time.
Follow me
to the baggage claim area. And as we go, I'll teach you an old Hawaiian song I learned when I was just a little kahuna. Kane wa hai, waka laka ona mauna waka hi, everybody now. O kamahele, a wiki niki haka, a hona haka lo hariki. Now just the girls.
Excuse me, Don, but we're at the baggage claim.
Ah, so we are. Well, we have more singing later.
Speaking of later, what are the plans for the rest of the day?
You will enjoy the hospitality of our world-famous Waikiki Beach. And then tonight, the Bonsai Corporation has prepared a luau at which you are to be the guests of honor.
Yeah, sounds pretty good, Bart.
Yeah, if you like that sort of thing.
If you please claim your luggage and then meet me outside at the Bonsai van.
I'll get your bag, Donna.
That's okay.
No, I want to.
But Rodney...
No, what's the matter? You think it's too heavy for me? See? I got it. Let's go.
Stop!
Hey, wait!
Please!
Oh, wait!
Stop!
Please! Ow! Okay. Here, take it.
You whippersnapper!
I tried to tell you, Rodney. That's not my bag.
Thanks a lot.
So the islanders were always fighting with each other until around 1795, when a mighty chief, King Kamehameha I, united most of the main islands under his rule. Hawaii is the only one of the 50 United States that was ever a royal kingdom.
Cool.
Way cool. King Kamehameha made this island, Oahu, the gathering place, and they would all meet right here on Waikiki Beach.
Yeah. I am King Kamehameha. Follow me, my warriors! Yeah!
He has quite an imagination.
You don't know the half of it.
How many years have you lived here?
On the islands, we don't measure time in years, but in full moons.
Okay, how many full moons have you been here?
About 3 years' worth.
I wonder where Mom and Dad are.
When I left our room, the Rathbones were there. Mr. Rathbone was trying to borrow a pair of Bermuda shorts from Dad, and Mom was trying to keep Mrs. Rathbone from taking all of our towels.
Oh, here comes Rodney. Maybe he knows something. Hey, Rodney, are our folks coming or what?
What am I, their keepers? How should I know?
Ask a civil question, get a grumpy answer. Well, I'm gonna see what's keeping him. Nice talking to you, Rodney.
Yeah.
Sad faces are out of place on the islands, young friend. What darkens your brow?
Huh?
Why are you upset, Rodney?
Because you can't even pick some flowers around here without somebody getting all bent out of shape.
Where were these flowers?
Out in front of the hotel.
Rodney, those are on display. They're part of a contest.
Can I help it if I have good taste? Sue me.
Brother, I'm going to go watch the surfers.
Old Don senses that you are fond of her. You desire her heart?
Nah, I'm just trying to get her to fall for me.
Well, here on the islands, there is an old saying, Kukui loa mele puna ala wahine aloha.
What's that mean?
Courage and strength win a maiden's love. Either that or right on my brown brother. I get it mixed up. The point is, words will not impress her. You can only win her with deeds.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But what kind of deeds?
In ancient times, the kane, or man, believed that if he performed great athletic or daring feats in front of a wahine, or woman, she would be his forever.
Yeah, athletics. I'll see you later.
Mom, Dad.
Hi, Jimmy.
There you guys are. It's about time you came out. What took so long?
Oh, we just had a few things we had to take care of.
Yeah, don't you just hate it when shorts split that way right up the middle? Thanks again for the loaners.
Yeah, and thanks for letting me have all your little soaps and shampoos. They make great stocking stuffers, you know.
No problem.
By the way, I love how your room opens right out onto the beach there. We got put right above the garbage bins.
Oh, that's terrible.
Why? It's just like home.
So Barkley, have you seen the schedule of activities our tour guide has lined up for us?
No, I haven't had a chance to, Bart.
Well, it's just like I said it would be. All that typical touristy stuff. Diamond Head Crater, Pearl Harbor, the USS Arizona. How boring.
Yeah, I can't imagine why anybody would want to see those things.
Exactly. Well, don't worry. I'll have a talk with him. I'll set him straight. Where is he?
In fact, Jimmy, where's everyone?
Oh, well, they were right over there, but now... Oh, there's Mr. Ioe. Mr. Ioe!
Aloha, my friends. All settled into your rooms?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Now, if you need anything, you know you have only to ask.
Hey, how about some more towels?
Never mind the towels. I want to talk to you about the schedule.
Excuse me, but where are Lawrence and Donna?
Well, Lawrence is over there pretending to be King Kamehameha I. Donna is over there watching the surfers.
And what about Rodney?
Rodney is one of the surfers Donna is watching.
What?
He's right. Look out there.
But Rodney doesn't know how to surf.
He barely knows how to swim.
It's too late now. He's up on a wave.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's headed right for the pier.
Rodney, look out!
He's turning back!
Oh, my baby! I'll kill him.
He's still up.
Quickly, we must help.
Hang on, Rodney. We're coming.
Hang on, nothing. Hang 10. That's my boy. Hey, look at me. Look at me.